Good afternoon, Dr. Schnitt. Dictating a 12-lead EKG report on Katherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Farrow, F-A-R-R-O. On 4-11-24, Mrs. Farrow performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. T-wave normal. Paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Shelley Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. This goes to the VA and to Dr. Schmitz. On 4-11-24, Mrs. Bryant performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in flow rates, still leaving the patient with a mild degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 1-11-24. There's been deterioration of flow rates without complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. A paragraph impression, mild restriction with moderate airways obstruction with a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Fred Calder, C-A-U-L-D-E-R. On 4-11-24, Mr. Calder performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study date of 1-4-24, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph compression. Severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 4-11-24, Mr. Riley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 1-4-24. And there's been improvement in forced vital capacity, otherwise no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Thank you.